Kia ora, Nick. The Transporting New Zealand Wellness Survey has shown there's quite a concern there. And also, of course, next week is Mental Health Awareness Week. What are the main points that are happening around that?
Yeah, it's a really important topic, David, and it's why Transporting New Zealand has surveyed the industry just about well-being and how people feel and how their work life has been impacted, you know, particularly in the last 2.5 years by COVID. And what we found is that, you know, it's negatively impacted the work life and the well-being of about 60% of trucking company owners, you know, who are experiencing increased levels of stress and anxiety, as well as, you know, financial pressure, fatigue and tiredness. And we've done a bit recently on costs going up and the fact that we think that, you know, 1 in 5 trucking companies is financially compromised. Well, you think about that and the stress that the owners of those companies have to live with. So, you know, we also think that extends to our workforce, and that 60% of truck drivers have also told us that the pandemic has affected their mental health negatively as well. So this is, you know, a concern that we're calling out, and we're using Mental Health Awareness Week to do that because it's part of, a much broader issue that won't ever go away, and that is how the industry actually deals with humans and their emotions. And the lessons we learn at any stage can stand us a good stead for dealing with that, and the sort of openness that, you know, we've got in our own lives and relationships also extends to that of our employees. So we're sharing the findings of the survey, you know, we're finding, unsurprisingly, that steady levels of reported fatigue and tiredness is impacting both trucking operators and their employees. And that's basically unsurprising because the industry works so hard carrying New Zealand through COVID-19, keeping those shelves stocked and ensuring that, you know, the supply chain was continued to be operational. So, you know, they did that while most of us were tucked up nicely in our homes. And I think it all catches up. We haven't really had a break. And, you know, then the world has plunged into new challenges that really impact the trucking industry around international oil prices and to supply chain compromises. It just keeps going on and on. So
yeah, all kinds of things
we're
there.
We're calling this out.
Okay, so the big question, Nick, is what can Transporting New Zealand, or is Transporting New Zealand, doing to help? It has a COVID-19 response project. Can you tell me some more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite exciting, David. I mean, this is an opportunity for us to engage, I think, with our industry and demonstrate that we're interested in helping with the sort of products that are going to help you get your teams into the right space mentally and keep them there. So, you know, we've got a number of products that are coming, are going to be launched in an emergency health and wellness support, which, you know, looks at workplace or industry-related health and wellness issues. We've got other products around just reminding people that they can reach out to any of the Transporting New Zealand staff, both, you know, in Wellington or in the regional areas. We've got practical steps developed to support wellbeing in your organisations. You know, really it is about saying, look, there are people prepared to help and support, but you've got to have the conversation, both with yourself and in your own lives running your companies, but also with your staff. And it's about taking notice of what's around you, staying connected with your staff, keeping active, being healthy. And we've developed this suite of information that I think will, you know, be quite useful to the industry, and it's something that we'll be promoting pretty heavily during Mental Health Awareness Week.
And that's the information's on the website as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll post a link
for that. It's available to all members. Yep.
That's great. And, of course, these are some of the issues that are coming up in the conference, which is only next week, coming up very soon.
yesterday. We can't forget the conference, because actually we've got over 250 people coming, but I think we'll have a few more than that. And I really want to say to people listening, it's worth booking and coming along. There are some great speakers. We've got people talking about the use of data in the industry, the use of emerging technologies. We've got Sir Ian Taylor, who's our keynote speaker, known to everybody as the guy who challenged the government over the getting the tests into the country, and you know, asked some of the hard questions. So I think that overall, you know, the other people we've got are people from Waka Kotahi talking about roading conditions and roading maintenance. I know there are a lot of trucking operators who have concerns over those issues. So look, come along, come and have some fun. See your mates for the first time in a few years, and have your say and learn a few things. I think it's going to be a great week.
Thanks very much, Nick. Look forward to it.
Cheers.